Yeah, we started off with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah of Lamantim Oysim as Bnei'chem. And it became apparent that the Torah is talking about not just the experience of learning, but actually knowing something very specific. Because the Gemara brings the Braisa. Loi limdei aviv, meaning if limdei aviv, see, got it? He knows it already. Loi limdei aviv, then there's a mitzvah l'matim oisim es b'neichem. Excuse me. L'matim oisim u'shmatim la'saisa. Yeah. So that's the first thing in Talmud Torah, that there's a chiyuv to know all of halacha l'maisa. For that we spoke about today what that means. Is every yid has to know Shulchan Aruch. And Zroim, Hagam, I mean, it's not like a machaber doesn't deal with Zroim. But for real, Halacha L'maaseh in Zroim today, you know, the Derech Amun is the address, the same way that in Aruch Chaim, today you learn Mishnah Berurah. Aside from that, there's the mitzvah v'shinantam levanecha, Elo HaTalmidim, which is really part of a bigger mitzvah, which is that you should be always involved in learning and excited about learning and sharing your learning. That's the Talmud Torah experience, which is always being misamik. And there we got into the end of Torah Lishma. What is the goal? What are you looking for? And Torah Lishma, we said, is to really get the yesoid of everything you're learning. Learn it up until you mamash hold this is emes, you understand it's emes, you agree. You agree it's emes. Which changes your attitudes, and memela, that's the way you live. It was based on the Rambam. The pshat in Maisa is not something separate from limud. What's pshat in the limud that's maybe the maisa is that the limud develops within you the attitudes so that it becomes so emes to you that you live that way. And what is the process of Talmud Torah? It's turning you into a chacham. What kind of a chacham? One whose brain is aligned with Ritzoino Yisbarach. And we went weiter and said that your brain is aligned with Ritzoino Yisbarach, so that then it filters down to everything in your Hanhag. If you think like the Rabbanu Shalom, then that's true in everything you do in life. We talked about that being the segula of Amor Sheba Yasirena Lamutov. The Amor Sheba is the Amitius of Torah, thinking like the Rabbanu Shalom. It's going to have to change whom you are. And that's where really the midas should come from naturally. So there are a few questions that remained afterwards. One question that was asked at the time was, where does limud ha-musar come in? I mentioned that if you taka learn, mamash yoyimu v'layla b'chol k'ichacha, ha-mar shabay yasirena l'mutav, there's no need for musar. If we're not holding there, then we have to supplement our learning, and this is where I'm going to fine-tune it more, supplement our Talmud Torah by also learning sugyas that are negeya to our midas, which is what limud ha-musar is. We saw rights of a feirish negeras ha-musar, you have it somewhere here in the Mar Makoimis. Yeah. Number 15. So in the bold print, at the end of the first paragraph, maybe start the line the line before the bold print. Sibas refuasa l'choylei ha-nefesh. Choylei ha-nefesh is borrowing from Yirmiyahu Anovi, who calls chet. He says Rafaini Verafei is referring to chet. Im Yosem Adam Libo Vinashal Yiris HaTorah. Im Bechlau Leido Lovim HaTorah Kilachol Averi Yesh Oynus Otzim Venoira. Ulachol Mitzi Yesh Socha Nala Ma'oid. In the cloud, just learning about Yirish Shemayim to recognize that there are consequences to all of our actions. In Befrat, Voi Iker. And this is really what Liman HaMusar is Lefi Rabbi Yisrael. Lilmoy Torahs Kolavera V'Avera Levada. L'Gaiva Torahs HaGaiva. L'may Samatin Be'amunah Chalk HaTorah Shalun Yonah Shem Enom L'Chaveroi. Yiskoilem V'Doyme. Chenuchol Mitzvah Kolavera Terosa. The Musar Be'Hispailis that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was pushing was to take the Mamori Chazal that deal with whatever midah you were working on and learn them until you're driven to tears. So what does that mean? People think, you know, get emotional about it. What does that mean? When are you driven to tears? He means vidui. He means harata. He doesn't mean that. He means that you have to learn it till you feel it. The tears we're talking about are the tears of a deep havona, an appreciation, yeah, this is emes. And it only works if you were real to begin with, and that is that you have to first acknowledge to yourself that the reason why we are over on things is because we weren't thinking like Chazal were. If a person is koyis, here's a problem with Kas. It is obvious that he does not think that kol koyis kilo oyver avodah zarah. If he really visualized himself every time he's about to lose his temper, that he's about to bow down to a getch, he'd lose his temper. If he'd realize that he's about to lose everything, he's about to do a Yehoreg Val Yaver, he's going to come and Oyved Avodah Zarah. Gets a din of a goy, least midrabbanan. If he'd realize this is like Avodah Zarah, he obviously couldn't lose his temper. So he obviously doesn't know that kol hakoyis kilo oyved avodah zarah. He heard it. He learned it. He doesn't know it. To learn up the Maimer Chazal till you feel it. Now obviously that's with Havona. We're not talking about turning it into a mantra. You know, you just say it over and over and over and over and the Meila will go in. He's got to learn it to understand. Why is kol hakoyis kilo oyved avodah zarah? Look at Rashi. I mean, learn the Rishonim on it. Then go over and over and over till it's so clear to you that you feel it. And because you changed your attitude, where you got to realize, here I am, I'm being koyis every once in a while, or maybe a little more. And now I've come to realize what kas really is. That realization, when you get a piercing understanding of emes that you didn't have before, that naturally produces tears. It's not the tears of crying for somebody. These are the tears of a deep appreciation for something that you didn't have before. And it's a metzias. It's a metzias. You're going to tell me you never had such tears before? So I don't know if that's what you want to tell me, but if you do, could you never did? I haven't found people learning Musar B'Spilus today. But that's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was talking about. The truth is, it's learning any sugya, but there's a big difference. The reason you're driven to tears when you change your attitude is because this is something close to home. When you're learning something theoretical, right, you learned up a sugya, and it's not really negeya to you, and you have this big kasha, and you find the pshat, you're happy. That you're driven to tears, you know, it's not personal enough for your emotions to get involved on that level. I will tell you, if you mamish held a pshat in a sugya was a certain way, and you fought for it, and then you learn it over again, and you realize your chavrus's pshat is right, and you're willing to be makabalit, and when you get that, I'm telling you, you're driven to tears. That happens. That mamish happens. That's the metzias, because it became personal. It became personal. Something within you really changed in a way that affects you. So that's the first thing of why today we have to learn Musar and what Liman HaMusar is. I think that's very important. Understand what Liman HaMusar is. Liman HaMusar is not just reading some information. That's not the Liman HaMusar that Rabbi Yisrael and the whole Tumas HaMusar is about. What the machloikis, the Musar Yeshivas and the non-Musar Yeshivas, was not whether or not Mesilas Yesharim was a sefer you're supposed to learn. The Shaila was, are you into Musar Bespailis, which be'etzim means learning up a sugya in midas, lo oimik, till you feel it. That's what Musar Bespailis is. It's taking the same thing you do in Talmud Torah, the same thing you do in all the other areas of Talmud Torah, but to do that with a midah. So if one is learning like Rashbi v'Chaverov, if one is mamish learning Yoimam v'Laila, all of his Torah, whatever he's learning, Hamor Sheba, is going to turn him into a Tzadik Gomer. If one is not doing that, which who does, then we have to have a separate limud in the areas of the midas we want to correct. That's where Liman HaMusar comes in, and that's what Liman HaMusar is about. Because they're not getting the emes in Kol HaTorah Kula. Their brain is transforming. But it's not the same level when you mamish put all of your koiches into something. When you put all your koiches, then you mamish transform as a whole human being. That's where Chazal was saying the Mor Sheba. If you mamish harness all of your koiches, you fight off everything, including the need to sleep. You're mamish learning with all of your koiches to mamish be oimed on the depths of every sugya. When you're learning like that, Hamor Sheba Yachzeren Lamutav, that's when it's transformational in all areas. In all areas. What? So what? If they'd be learning, Sarasi, if they'd be learning Torah, the Mor Sheba would be Masal and Lamutav. The Mor Sheba would change them. By the way, if the person is mamish becomes kol kuloi Torah, Rav Hutner, Zichron Levrache, in the mimer that he said, Lezecher, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, see, he was based, he says, the mimer was, well, different parts to it, but one part in particular, he was talking about Rav Chaim, how the Masmid in Lomdis turned into the Baal Musar of the Dor at the same time without being Oisik in Musar. He called it the Bilbul HaChushim that Ibn Ezra uses to explain V'chalom Royim HaSakoilis. He says that when one mamish is completely shokua, the way Reb Chaim was, then that's called Royim HaSakoilis. Says Ibn Ezra on Royim HaSakoilis that one reaches a depth whereby all of his chushim are mizbalbel, they all become one. Ri and shmiya hainu hach. So he said it's the same thing here. He says all the miktsoyas of Torah become one. Everything becomes one. And then the musar is mamish becomes like bava kama. It all becomes one thing. But weiter, it has to be with that level of shki and shkida.
Okay. Musar at the level that the Yisrael demanded, and we can't can't bring us up to tears. With our level of Nirat Torah, we prefer it over that low level of Musar.
One more time.
So if we don't learn Musar as stark as we should be.
So why? I mean, why shouldn't we? We're not doing the sugi of Musar. I'm just bringing it up to answer the question of why we have to learn Musar today. I'm just pointing out that Liman HaMusar means it's not a different kind of thing. It's that if you're not so shakua in learning, then you have to learn up the sugyas of Midas directly in order to affect them.
And the sugyas that he brings at the end, when someone has a specific avera, are we holding by that, learning just the dinim of that, that'll affect me?
It certainly helps, but you have to learn it bi'iyun, which is vaiter, till you light up and say, yeah, that's right. You have to mamish learn it bi'iyun.
What's the place of Musar's heart? So what's the place of them in all this?
Mesilas Yesharim is the Mamore Chazal. It's the Mamore Chazal, and that's where the sugyas are, and you can learn them up there. Chayvus Avavus is very interesting. Chayvus Avavus has created a logic for us. Mamash is giving us a logical structure for developing within us bitochen and all the other things that he's working on, which is also learning up the sugyas, but not so much the Mamari Chazal as just using seichel.
So does a person need to learn those svarim, or is it enough to just work on the issues he has?
He can work on the issues by learning the sugya bi'iyun. On those sugyas, by the way, Mesilas Yesharim is a sefer that's kedai to look at. Of the different midas, when he does deal with the midas, there are chidushim in every one of them. Just starting from the beginning, is chidushim is a yiris, is chidushim is rizis. Mamish big chidushim lamaisa. Okay. Yeah. The other question that came up was with regard to learning halacha. The way we described it was that's learning halacha lemaisa before your higia lohira. Right? That you have to, the vishinantam levanecha. Is not that the father is turning his 8-year-old, his 10-year-old into a paisik. He's teaching him all the halacha. That he'll be able to be moitzi from that hora for new situations, that's going to come in his own vishinantam. That's not going to come in what he was taught by his father. So how are you supposed to... I said that we should have a separate seder. Everybody should make sure that he's learning halacha lemaisa. He's going through Shulchan Aruch. How do you do that? How do you learn through Shulchan Aruch? And be'ikar, how do you chazer Shulchan Aruch? We don't have photographic memories. How do you remember Shulchan Aruch? So if you're learning up the sugya bi'iyun, that's not what we were talking about. That's something else. That's something else. And let's discuss this for a second. How is it that when you learn a sugya bi'iyun, it sticks? The sugya sticks a lot better than bikiyas. The answer is memory is a function of emotion. You know, it may sound funny to you. Unless you mamash have a photographic memory. The way things stick by us is through emotion. That's why, naturally, we have an easier time remembering the svaris than the cheshbon of the sugya. If you learn through a sugya well, and you understand the svara, say, of every shlav in the Gemara, of the Shakla Vitaria, or you remember like the gishmak of the way this Rishon learns it versus the way that Rishon learns it, which is so much of what we do when we learn the Iyun, then that sticks. It's not like you never have to chazer it, but that sticks. You still have to chazer it, but it's not a big job. You should come back and be able to, and be able to chazer, which is time with your Iyun starim. You have to make sure to chazer them, whether as you're learning them, or at the end of the Zman, or stam have a chazara seder on the side if you have the time for it, for old sugyas that you learned bi'iyun, and you chazer them before you forget them. First of all, so that you shouldn't have to start from scratch. The other one is to spare yourself agmas nefesh. There is nothing more painful than learning a sugya that you knew so well, and now you just can't remember what's going on. You're reading it, and you just don't remember, like, what was the need, and what were the restraints. I that's such a terrible thing. Before you forget it, when you start forgetting it, you feel that it's not me'ach was clear. You chazer it then, you recall everything, you'll be good. It doesn't mean you learn it over the way you did the first time. It means you learn the Gemara and you speak out whatever you can remember and you look up whatever you can't. You read through the Rashis and remember what you were medayik in Rashi, remember what Rashi sheet is. Whether or not you read the Tosin is up to you. You can go through the Tosin again and do the same thing, or you can speak out what each Tosin is doing, where he agrees with Rashi, where he doesn't, and why. And the same going for the other Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch Seder was, I think, the one that people are much more concerned about. How do you remember there? So, you see this in the Hagdama of the Bais Yosef, at the very end of it. And Lamaisa here, it's quoted from... Yeah, this is the first one here. Number one, Chayodam. Yosef writes at the very end, you know, Agav, I wrote this kitzer for Chazara, and that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was meant, when you finish learning the Tur Bais Yosef B'Iyun, that you should chazer the Shulchan Aruch every month. His expectation was that every 30 days you should have a cycle of 30 days to chazer the Shulchan Aruch. That's what it was made for. The Shulchan Aruch was not meant to be source material for halacha, it was made for chazorah purposes only. Now, the Noisa Kalim tried to help, but the Iker the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah called himself the Mishnah Berurah. Really, the Mishnah Berurah turned Shulchan Aruch Orech Chaim into source material. Hagam, he's not taking you through the Gemaras, unless he feels that you need the background, and when he does, he puts it there. But he's giving you Klar Halacha L'mais. Why am I bringing this up? I'm telling you that you can use the Shulchan Aruch for knowing that, for being Makayim, the Limatim Oisim is Benechem, or Limatim Oisim Shematim Lasoisim, you can Makayim it with the Shulchan Aruch. So why am I telling you this? The Shulchan Aruch, whether it's Mishnah Berurah or Chayim, I mentioned that really it's the Noisa Kalim and the other Chelke Shulchan Aruch, but the Ber Hativ will help you. If you do it with the Ber Hativ, you get a kitzer of what they're telling you. You don't have to go through all the shak levatari of the shachan taz. You're not learning the sugya now. You do that when you learn the sugya b'iyun amir tzashem. However, when you finish a sif in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's an Aruch Chaim with the Mishnah Berurah, whether the other Chelke Shulchan Aruch with the Noisa Kalim or the Ber Hativ, you should then read over the Machaber and speak out what they said. Speak out the halacha lemaisa that you got from the Mishnah Berurah or someone else when you finish that. And then go back the next day and read it again and speak everything out. And then make a regular chazorah system. In the beginning, when you didn't learn all that much, it's going to be very easy. as it piles up. So Aleph, you'll be able to do it much more quickly because you've seen it so many times. Beis, Stam, you're going to get into it, so it's going to be easier to do. But you're not going to be able to chazer everything every day. I used to teach Hascholis Mishneh Brura in Eish many years ago. And we dafka did some of the most complicated simonim in Orach Chaim because I felt that in order to learn how to learn Mishneh Brura, you can't learn that by learning easy simonim. Every single day, from the beginning of the Zman to the end, we started by reading through all the machabras we had done already, and together we spoke out everything that we saw in between. By the end of the Zman, we were going through whole simonim, mamash, simon after simon, complicated simonim, and we spoke everything out in a matter of a few minutes, mamash, a few minutes. Mamish, a few minutes. The Olam did not forget those simonim. So, I'm not telling you that you have to chazer gan shulchan aruch every morning. It's not doable. It's massive. Mamish, massive. But you can end up chazering a lot of shulchan aruch. Inside, I'm not telling you to memorize anything. Inside. And if you have a regular chazar seder, today they printed up, they have Shulchan Aruch without the Ber Heitev to finish in a year, and the Shulchan Aruch with the Ber Heitev to finish in 1 year or 3 years, but this is only after you learn it with the Mishneh Berurah or the Ber Heitev. A Mishneh Berurah for Aruch Chaim or the Ber Heitev for the others. Just that you know the basic halacha lemaisa. You really want to learn halacha b'iyun in a different way, like your mamish dedicating time, and you're learning tour, your mamish learning tour with the Noisei Kelim to the Shulchan Aruch, that's a different thing. That's not what I'm talking about. If that's where you're holding, do that. Agav, even there, chazering the Shulchan Aruch is a gewaltig tool for not forgetting and speaking things out.
You know, sometimes I still use that we know that the person has not learned yet, and they're just going to jump straight to Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, I'm doing that for that side thing. Tell me, you never learned Mishneh Berurah without learning the sugis?
They're learning couples Dayan and Pesha Mishpat. They know what they're talking about.
No different than learning Orach Chaim with Mishneh Berurah. You learn the Shulchan Aruch with the Noisei Kelim? Or with the Ber Heitev?
What if there's a Machlokes Achronim and what Mahar even means? How do they know what they're talking about?
It's not so common that it's so. It's more the Machlokes are generally in a detail. And if it's mamash a major machloikis, the Ber Heitev will bring it. You got to learn it with Noisei Kelim, or at least with the Ber Heitev. I'm not talking about becoming a dayan. I'm talking about that you should know. You should know poshut the halachas.
What we're dealing with is the halach l'maaseh of today, and the halach l'maaseh of today has a lot of shaylos that you can't figure out from Shulchan Aruch.
Roiv of the halachas that are nageya today come straight out of the Shulchan Aruch, unless you're dealing with Minhage Beis Din. But in terms of what a person has to do, Roiv of the Halachas comes straight out of the Shulchan Aruch.
I'm talking about Metzias changer. You know the Shabbos, a lot of things.
If you know Mishneh Berurah, you know what you're talking about. If you know Mishneh Berurah Hilchas Shabbos, you're in a much better place to understand the raid about what's mutter and what's asr. If what you want to tell me is that you're not going to know halacha l'maaseh unless you learn the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah and you see all that stuff also, okay, maybe. Maybe. In our days, I didn't have the Dirshu. What? But at least you know the Nidoin. In Orach Chaim, for sure, you're going to know what people do, but at least you'll know the Nidoin. You have the Yesodis of the Shabbos in front of you. Just by learning Mishneh Berurah. Just by learning Mishneh Berurah. Before you get to learn the Sugya B'Iyun. Learning Mishneh Berurah, you know so much. Mishneh Berurah is so full. Shulchan Aruch is Yitoch Choshen Mishpah. There's so many parshat halachas and mominis that people don't know until they learn Chosh Mishpat. They don't know these halachas exist.
The road is being madif Shulchan Aruch over, I mean, it's madif mitzvah as a kitzur sefer nowadays.
Oh yeah? What's the kitzur sefer for Chosh Mishpat? That's very, very basic.
Some Mishon, they say like
what?
Some Mishon, like the Grah, some they say to learn like the Rif. Rabbeinu learning the Rif.
It's too far removed from Halacha Lamaisa. Nobody just passes like the Rif. That's when you're learning the Sugi and the Gemara and you want a Surah, but to just learn the Rif today is not the same as the Shul. There's a reason why the Shulchan Aruch was written. Listen, you want to read all the Kitzur Svarim that exist? Fine. I'm sure you'll still have a bunch of holes. Sure, you'll still have a bunch of holes.
Sometimes the Seder is
easier. The Seder of the Shulchan Aruch is at times very puzzling. Yes. Which is not his fault, it's based on the tour. Yeah. The Kitzur Svarim are b'derek kol much better organized, at least the way our minds work today. I agree.
Reading the old school English is not going to be much more grasp
on this. It will. If there'll be an art scroll on Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. You want to learn a Kitzur Sefer, or a Kitzur. I mean, the art scroll on Ribbis is what it's pretty much a translation of the Bris Yehuda. No? That's massive. That's great. That's for halacha lemaisa, especially today, that is better than the Shulchan Aruch. But it's a limud. Yes, it's better than the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, I agree. Get halacha lemaisa on Hilchas Ribbis. You read the art scroll on Ribbis, you're good. You're good. You're mamish good.
It's more than that. If you learn Shulchan Aruch, you still don't know what dollars are. You still don't know what banks are.
I understand. But that's not going to cover Gan's Shulchan Aruch. It's not. It has not yet been done. It's not going to cover Gan's Shulchan Aruch. If you're going to tell me that you know that there's Svarim out there that cover everything, and that's what you're going to learn, fine. If you're going to tell me you don't have time for Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, that you don't have time for the Art Scroll Ribbis either, it's massive. Not much massive. Yeah, you want to? I'm not going to argue. You want to do that instead? Fine. With Aruch Chaim also with Hilchas Shabbos. You want to read all the Kitzur Hilchas Shabbos Svarim? Fine. Ribiyat's got a lot. Ribiyat's got a lot. Go through Ribiyat, you're fine. What takes more time, to learn Chela Gimel Mishnah Brura, or to go through the, what are the four volumes of Ribiyat? To go through the whole encyclopedia. It's an encyclopedia. If you tell me you're going to get a better idea, I mean, he's Biyun. He's giving you svaras. If you read with the Maror Hakoyimus, he's giving you the svaras of everything. What? So you're reading his Halacha Lamaisa. You're reading his Halacha Lamaisa. I can't say that he was Mekubal in Gan's Klal Yisrael like the Mishnah Brura. The problem with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is that it's in terms of the Metzius, and the reason why people learned it is not just that it's a Kitzur, but that it dealt with contemporary issues. The contemporary issues of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch are no longer contemporary. The world has changed too much. The one where, what's his name? Shlomo Zalman Brein, who did the Shor Metzion Halacha, tried to bring it into this day and age. And he brought it into his day and age, but the world has changed so much even since then. When I was a kid, like, that was the sefer. That was the sefer. We were all learning the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Shor Metzion Halacha. That was the sefer. You got Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch with all the halacha lamais. Everything's changed since then. What? But at least he's getting all the basic background. There are no halachas he doesn't know about. Then at least you're in the circle. You know, people bring up things. Listen, if you think it's too, if you think it's too much and you're not going to get enough out of it, then I'm a chayzer. So learn all the kitzurim that are out on the market. You're going to tell me that the there's enough out there to keep you busy till you're going to get to learn Shulchan Aruch yourself, so fine. Also, it's good to learn them, but you don't get everything there. And they're not, it's neither the Shulchan Aruch nor the Lamaisa for today. So, you don't get either of them. The Shulchan Aruch, at least you have the basis of everything. A Yid has to know that. A Yid has to know all of Halacha. A Yid has to know all of Halacha.
What does the Rav say about relying on Kitzes Sparim? What does the Rav say about relying on Kitzes Sparim?
So you have to find out if the Sefer is either Mekubal on its own or it's based on something that's Mekubal. You have to know every Sefer Kashel Atzma. Is it something that, are you doing what's Mekubal or are you just reading, a Sefer who's got days of his own? There's no difference. Before you ask a Rav Shaila, you got to find out if he's a maverick or is he paskin mainstream halacha. Unless you make him your Rav. I don't know, but that's the mitzvah of limatim oisim is bereichem. That's the mitzvah of limatim oisim shmartim lasoisim. And it's clear that you have to know it all. What's this? So the Aruch HaShulchan is great because he gives you the background. What's this? And it's Dal Chelkei Shulchan Aruch and Zroim. The only problem is that although in his day it was Mekubal, today he's no longer the Paisek Akron. He's no longer the Paisek Akron. It's a great sefer to learn to get the background, but it's no longer the Paisek Akron. The minhag of Klal Yisrael is not to follow the Aruch HaShulchan anymore. Although in Litta they follow the Aruch HaShulchan all the time. What? In Aruch Chaim. You learn the Aruch HaShulchan HaLulz Tiloyim, people won't eat at your house. No. He has Chidushim. He's better than Shulchan Aruch because he gives you the background, but he's got Chidushim. Some chidushim he ends off with v'hurachum yichaperam malei ashkis, and other chidushim he just says stam that he holds this as pshat in the sugya. What?
Why is it called the means that this
chidushim? Ask the Rabbanu Shalom. Kachim agav, you do have to learn. You do have to learn. You do. There's no Shulchan Aruch. What's coming to? You got to learn Kachim. You got to learn Kachim. What? So I'm not sure if it were the problem is that there's no. Why is there no Gemara? There's no Gemara on Zroim and Tyrus. There's no Bavli on Zroim and Tyrus. Yerushalmi there is because it was Nageya then. Kachim there's Bavli on. That means Kachim in Bavli there's nothing that wasn't Nageya in Bavli. So why is there Kachim? Because on Kachim it says, Rishama Parmesva Seinu, that when you learn the sugis of Kachim, you have the Karbonis. The Karbonis of today are learning Kachim. That's what you have to learn Kachim for. So Chofetz Chaim went as far as saying that you have to know Halacha L'maaseh in Kachim. And he's an Asdami, he says you have to learn it Lishma. Otherwise, it's not Loyal L'Shem Baile. Chiddush of Chofetz Chaim, too. Push it
is the Yalkut Yosef good for Sfardim? Is it Kitzur Sefer? Yalkut Yosef?
If you go with Rabbi Yovandis Psalkin. Because he puts his Chidushim, he puts the Chidushim there as, together with the standard halacha. So you're not going to know what's what. Unless you just follow his psalkim, which depends, different groups of Sfardim follow different paiskim.
Okay.
Is that a matter because when the learn sugyi and they learn it down to shofanar instead of learning?
That's not why I'm doing this. Shofanar because it's got everything. That's where everything comes. It's got everything. That's where it comes from. Except in Zeroim, I want to say Zmakatzer, the longest siman in Shulchan Aruch is Gradei Mitzvot that Luis Baritz. But he's still, in terms of the Lamais in Mitzvot Luis Baritz, Lamais Reb Chaim is like a Mishnah Berurah. Okay. What? What? You should learn Mishnah Berurah well. Go through Mishnah Berurah, start from Aleph to Aleph to Vav. Go in order. You should, I mean, a Yid has to know. I could see sitting in front of the Mishnah Berurah and saying, well, what do I have to learn first? You know, and have a reason why I have to learn this first and not that. And then jumping around, I can see doing such a thing. I'm just afraid that if you don't do it in order, I don't know what's going to happen. I can end up seeing it all. Learning it Keseder, knowing there's a, you know, I have to know. Why the Miss Yosef? Why did the Mishnah Berurah and then the Mishnah Berurah? Why did the Mishnah Berurah go so be'in in Stam? Why didn't he leave it for the Sefer? It's called Mishnah Sefer from there. he's doing this for everybody. A Yid has to know that it's Tfilah Kosher. A Yid has to know that it's Sefer Torah is Kosher. He gets an Aliyah. He has to know. Every shul you ever walk into has someone who's Baki B'Stam. Never been in a shul that there's a toss in the Sefer Torah. There's nobody there to answer a shayla. There's still plenty of stories of mamre choshuva places where they did mamre shaloi kahalocha because nobody knew. Someone got an aliyah. They found a toss and they passed him whatever they passed him. Al pisvor, yeshiva like. They're halachas. Stam, you don't have to know what your tefillin have to look like. You could be wearing tefillin that aren't kosher and you'll never know. Maybe they were kosher when you bought them. Aleph, you have to know what to look for when you buy. And beis, maybe it changed. What do you have to fix? What do you have to make sure? What do you have to be careful about? Not the inside, I'm talking about the outside. Just about talking about batim. You have to know. This is all in the midst of V'lamatim Oysim is B'neichem. This is all in the V'lamatim Oysim. V'lamatim Oysim is B'neichem is all Halacha L'maisa. Not just Halacha L'maisa for so-and-so. Yes, you have to know Hilchas Mikvayos. A Yid has to know Hilchas Mikvayos. A Yid has to know Hilchas Shechita. No, it doesn't say that every Yid has to know how to shecht. It doesn't say that every Yid has to know how to write. You know, to write stam. Doesn't say that. But it has to know the halachas. You're talking about the first thing is know the halacha. The first thing is to know the halacha. When you learn the sugyu well, you want to get all the way to the place that you should be a man di omar, of course you got to do shimush. No, this is the key of this, then you don't need shimush. Shimush you need for hirah.
This level of limud is going to get you also to the sensitivity of rutz and aburi behind it, or that means something else?
No, that's something else. This is not learning bi'iyu and bichlau. This is not learning bi'iyu and bichlau. That doesn't mean that it doesn't have to make sense to you. It doesn't mean that it's all total shitri and you don't have to ask yourself any kashas and say svaras. But don't get caught up in kashas and svaras because you don't know the sugi. But when you got to make sense of what you're reading.
And lamaisa getting to that is just biyun.
Kashas, yeah, biyun. You have to decide what you're learning biyun. If you happen to be learning the Sefer Shabbos biyun, then.
But is there something different that I'm doing to get to that sensitivity of Rosh Hashem?
Yeah, that's when you learn biyun. You're going to ask me, do you get anything out of that one also? Yes.
I don't know if I'm doing something different than I was doing yesterday to get to the sensitivity.
The Iker is learning with all your koiches to understand the Ratzon Hashem. When you learn Shulchan Aruch and you're not going to be Iyun, at least what you're doing is, I want to know what the Ratzon Hashem wants from me. Which is certainly basic Yir Shemayim, and the more you know, the closer your brain is to thinking like Hashem. Not Mamish, because you haven't learned it, but Lo'imik, but you're a lot closer. You're a lot closer.
Not just the idea of knowing what to do, it's also like around Kal says,
it's knowing what the Rebbe Hashem wants. But I mentioned the Iker of knowing what the Rebbe Hashem wants is learning to think like him, which is when you learn B'Iyun. Okay. I think I covered everything with regard to last year, so now we're ready to start the next sugya. I went over a time last week. I don't have the courage to do that this week. You know what? I'll discuss something. Something was brought up here in the Makaris, and it's all over Chazal, which is with regard to simonim for remembering. Chazal used simonim for remembering all over the place. Is that a good thing? Is that not a good thing? For Bimei Chazal, for sure, it was a good thing. The shaila is, to what extent does that work today? So let's first start with asking a question. Why does a siman work? The same way you forget what it is that you're trying to remember, how do you remember the siman? Why don't you forget the siman? So if you look at Chazal, simonim are used in two kinds of things. Either when there's a whole bunch of memories and you want to remember them. So Chazal give, you know, a quick thing, whether it's one word that's Rosh HaTevis, or a couple of words that give you the whole thing. And this way you remember the long list. Another one is for Seamus, to know the names. Who said what? You know, it was a Machloikis, and who was the one that said this? Who was the one that said that? So they'll give you a simon. That's really what simonim are good for. To start making simonim for memorizing everything Aleph, you probably forget the simon at one time. Even if you remember the simon, you're probably going to forget anything other than the basic words that the simon is taking you to. You're not going to remember the sugya. You're not going to remember the yesoid. To remember Yisoidis, Chazal never used Simon. There, it's all about developing an emotional connection, mamash, an emotional connection to the sugya, because you learned it Lo'aymik, and Yechazer. I remember there was a tkufa, there were those who were into Simonim. Like making a simon for the content of every daf in Shas, or at least in a Masech. I remember Chevra that did it. And it's nice what they were able to rattle off. But they usually forgot what it really means, you know, the real content. Ron Lopiansky, I remember he was involved in that also. He was on the other side, the anti-simonim. And he used to put it this way. He said, you move into this neighborhood, and it's got a bunch of streets. How are you going to find your way around? So you sit there with a map, and you start memorizing. It's this street, then that one, then that one, then that one, then that one, then that one. You're going to break your head over it, and you're probably going to forget it a day or two later. I have a better idea. Walk around the neighborhood. Get used to the place. Make it your home. You're going to know where everything is. That's the way you know you're learning. Don't look for anything artificial. You got something like, you know, there were six memories in the Gemara, and you want to remember them, you want to make a siman for the order of what's included in that, wonderful. But you want to know what Dav Gemara, Chazer, learn it, make it part of you. You have an emotional connection to it, it's yours, it's home. Then you know it. That's how you know things. What's this? The purpose of the sikumim is not to memorize the sikumim. Making a sikum gives you clarity. If you make a sikum on a sugya, you'll probably remember it. If you want to chazer the sugya, don't chazer the sikum. Go back to the sugya. But if you wrote a sikum, you probably are going to be able to remember the sugya very well. Because you got it. It's a very choshev thing to write sikum in. This way you're going to have a clarity. Agav, you chop like the holes. As you're writing out, like, oh, 1 second. I never thought about what's he going to say here. Sikumim are very choshev. It's rare that you'll see someone studying his chazering his sikumim, unless he's memorizing something for a test.
There are lots of people that they, I don't know if it's recent, but they write a sikum and they chazer it so frequently, they have a whole systematic according to the week, the month, 3 months, whatever, and they chop right before the memory drops it, they chop it right then, the whole science to it.
So I'm not sure what they know. I don't know who these people are. I'd be interested in knowing what they know when they chazer the sikumim. Do they know the sikumim or do they know the sugya?
No, they know the sugya. And it's just giving them a few words, mamish keywords, and they're chazering the whole sugya.
And they remember what the sugya really, like they remember the
if it's done frequent enough,
the yesoidus of the sugya. You know, if it's true, I'll be makabel. I'd be surprised. What? I'm saying when you chazer Shulchan Aruch, you speak out everything. If you don't speak it out, then just chazering Shulchan Aruch won't do it. All right. Fine, good vach. What the next year is going to be on Kol HaGadol Mechavera Yitzhar Gadol Mimenu, which is really coming as a kasha on what we discussed in terms of Amor Sheba. It should be the bigger Talmud Chacham you are, the less of a Yetzirah you have. How could it be? Mamash a steerer to what we were talking about. So that's going to be the next sugi. All right.